We are back. It is ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Hannah Stanley with you today, as I am every Sunday, 5 to 6 a.m., and I look forward to it each and every week, primarily because I get to talk with you, but I also get to talk with incredible guests who teach me all kinds of new things. Dr. Chris Totes joins me today from Serenity Family Wellness, and we are talking about an upcoming event that's going to be held at Resurrection University. It is free to the public. The date is February 23rd. It is a Thursday, and it's in the evening from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at their Wicker Park campus. I'll give that address out in a little bit. Dr. Totes, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Hannah. I appreciate
it. Sure. This event that's coming up is called Food as Medicine, and this is the second one. This is Food as Medicine 2. Let's review a little bit about what was covered in Food as Medicine 1, where you said macronutrients, which would be protein, carbs, and fats. I hope people know that. And if they don't, they do now. But what else were some of the things that, like, give us a primer of what was talked about the last time?
Sure. So and just to let you know, too, if it helps in the coming to the event, we always have a food demonstration. So we feed you. So feel free to come. Last time we made spring rolls, and you could custom make your own spring roll, whether you wanted them vegetarian or you wanted them with protein. This time we're going to be making healthy smoothies. So we're all bringing our Nutribullets and Vitamixes and our blenders, and we're going to teach people how to make smoothies. But at this event that we had in October, part one, Food as Medicine, we covered our macronutrients, like you had already said, as well as the micronutrients of breaking food down into what has B vitamins, what has A vitamins, things along that line. But then we talked about food as medicine and looking at food from a Eastern medicine standpoint, from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint, in terms of what is a good diet in Chinese medicine, which we call a Qingdan diet, which translates, sadly, into a clear, bland diet. Sounds awesome, but basically what it boils down to is that there's a lot of grains and beans and vegetables, and it's very heavy on the vegetables with a little bit of fruit, little bits of animal protein, and not too anything. It's like the Goldilocks diet. It's not too spicy. It's not too greasy. It's not too sugary. It's not too salty. It's nice in the middle, and then it gets augmented with a little bit of fermented foods, a little bit of vinegary foods, and then minimal on caffeine and alcohol. So we went through that along with how we need to be able to balance what we call the five flavors in Chinese medicine, which we mostly associate being the flavors that you can taste, sweet, salty, sour, and then we have two categories that are called bitter, and another one that we call pungent. And pungent is sort of that acrid, it kind of pulls the saliva out of your mouth, a little bit of kind of what we would consider to be a little spicy, like onions and garlic fall into that category. And so how do we balance those five flavors, and how do we use them to enhance your body, or what do they tell you? So if you're the person that's always like, ooh, I love sour food, Sour Patch Kids and lemons and vinegar, and I can't stop eating that stuff, what does that tell us about you and how we need to balance out your constitution and how you're made and you're put together?
And the problem is it's challenging to figure this out on our own.
Very much so, yeah. This is where having somebody that's proficient in Chinese medicine, food balancing, and they're proficient in their diagnostic criteria, because it's our diagnosis, which 90% of any physician's diagnosis comes off of a good history. So we have to be detectives, and we have to tease out all of these little things. So when your doctor's asking you things, like if you're going in for back pain, and I'm turning around and asking you, well, how do you sleep? How many hours a night do you sleep? Do you have trouble falling asleep? Do you have trouble staying asleep? Do you dream a lot? You know, are you restless when you sleep? You know, do you grind your teeth? Do you talk in your sleep? And you might think, what does this have to do with my back pain? I'm here to have my back fixed. Yes. And be like, well, a lot of these things come together, you know. I mean, you are not just your back. You know, just like you are not just your sleep, or like, you know, Hannah, for you are not just your Hashimoto's. Thyroiditis. I mean, we have to look at you as a whole person. And so what this does is this lets us know where are the deficiencies that we need to help correct with. And there's a lovely quote from Thomas Edison that I really like, and it says, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his or her patients in the care of the human frame, in a proper diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." And so if we can help you balance your diet, that's a contributing factor to helping your body heal.
I love that quote. It reminds me of a program that I saw a few times. I think I watched all of them that I could on PBS. That was from the BBC, called, I believe, The Food Hospital.
I have not seen this. I would love to see that. I'm going to write that down.
It is worthwhile, and hopefully you can find it online. And what they did is they took patients would come to them, and they had an MD, and they had a nutritionist. And so there was kind of a panel of different schools of thought and knowledge bases. And they would run all these tests on these people. So they had their blood work. They had all of their stats. And then they would sit down and come up with a plan. And some of them, they had to be very, very, it reminds me where they weren't necessarily saute the vegetables versus eating them raw, but they gave them a very strict diet to follow for, let's say, 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Every single person showed improvement.
Yes.
Some dramatically. They had lost tremendous amounts of weight. Mm-hmm. Some, their stats improved. You know, they were off of their medications, et cetera. But that particular program piqued my interest in how we can actually nourish ourselves by using the nutrients within our food as medication, or to assist the medication, or to get off of the medication.
Well, and very much so. I mean, you know, you have to take into consideration, you know, when you look at European countries spend anywhere between 25 and 40% of their income on food. Granted, food's more expensive over there, but EU standards for meat and dairy and produce are much different than they are here in the United States. And we're all about, you know, making as much and as large of a quantity as cheaply as we can make that. And the sad part is that the quality gets compromised. And so when you turn around and have documentaries like Fast Food Nation and, you know, things along that line where we're compromising what it is that we're feeding our public because we need more, we're somehow responsible now to feed the masses. Mm-hmm. When we have more, more is not better. Better is better.
Right. Now, I will play devil's advocate. We have helped feed people, and that is
very
good.
So.
Yes.
Oh, it is good. Very much so. And I'm not saying that we should stop doing that by any means.
No.
But can we come up with a more sustainable way to make sure that we are giving the nutrients are staying in the food, that we're not genetically engineering the food so that potentially it's part of the causative factor behind some of the toxicity and increase in autoimmune that we've seen over the last 20 to 30 years.
One of the things that I had done, and this does not need to be all about me, I just happen to have a lot of experience with this, is tofu. I love tofu. And I switched over to soy milk, and I did all kinds of great things, quote unquote, that I felt was to be healthier. And then one of the very first things I learned, not from my medical physician, from someone who's more holistic than that, that soy, for me in particular, is poisonous. It is so bad for my thyroid. And again, I say this because that was what was a choice for me. I made the choice on my own. I don't encourage people to change their diet based on what I say, because I am not a medical professional. However, 6 months later, I had a scan on my thyroid, and the nodule that I had had for 20 years is gone. No soy in my diet. I cut it all out. And by the way, I love sushi. It was incredibly challenging to get rid of soy sauce.
And that, my dear, is why there's coconut aminos.
I'm writing that down. Coconut. Okay.
Coconut aminos are coconut-based soy sauce derivative. So it tastes just like soy sauce. So it's great. You could take a little bit in your purse, and you could go out and have sushi, and you could pour it in your little bowl and mix in your wasabi if you want.
Yes.
And then you can have your sushi, and you can still dip.
Well, and I've just gotten used to having it without. However, for me, by eliminating something that I felt was very healthy, and I had done research on, because dairy isn't my friend for a multitude of reasons, and then all of a sudden I got healthier One change. So one change. Learning more about this, and I feel in this category, we need to be our own best advocate.
Where
we can do the research, we can ask for the expert advice, meaning you specifically would be one of them, and going to this program. So Dr. Chris Totes is who I'm talking to today from Serenity Family Wellness. Their number is 312-898-6327. You can schedule appointments with her there. But you can also go and see her presentation with multiple other physicians and doctors and people in the know. And that's going to be Thursday, February 23rd at Resurrection University. It's going to be a panel of speakers for 2.5 hours from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And there will be demos, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. You're making smoothies. How fun.
Yes, we are.
And you can pick everyone's brain and then establish where you go from here. If you take the knowledge and carve your own path, or if you ask for additional help. But this will help arm you nutritionally to do what is best, or at least better for you. Dr. Totes will continue being my guest in just a few minutes. Hannah Stanley, ESPN 1000, ESPNChicago.com.